All the stories light aside. Christine, what do you have?
After waking up in an empty plane, an Air Canada passenger says she tried to call a friend, but her phone died. Imagine this. You're just taking a nice trip from Quebec to Toronto.
Fall asleep.
You fall asleep on the plane. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
Except when you wake up, there's no one else on the plane. It's freezing cold, pitch dark.
Right.
The electricity's out. You can't charge your phone, which has died.
Right.
And you're locked in this plane. You start to panic. You go up to the cockpit to try and find some walkie-talkies. Those also don't work.
Everything's shut down.
Then you try to create some kind of MacGyver-type notification system out the window where you're trying to use your mirror to catch a light to get the ground crew to notice you.
So they didn't check the cabin.
Didn't work.
And obviously they didn't clean the cabin because somebody would have discovered her. So what happened?
What happened was this poor woman finally figured out how to open the door.
Right.
Of course,
she's 30 feet up
in the air.
Right.
So she's leaning precariously out the door.
And yelling help?
Yelling help. And the grounds crew finally noticed
her. Holy smokes.
And got her out of that plane.
Wow.
Meanwhile, Air Canada has some splaining to do, don't you think?
Splaining? I would get an attorney immediately. That's a payday. That is a huge payday. At least $1 million.
Oh, come on. Seriously?
Pain and suffering. Of course.
But how much is the attorney going to take out of that?
A third.
And she has to pay how much in taxes? Half.
No taxes on a lawsuit.
You don't pay taxes
That's
on a lawsuit?
That's not income. It's not in. I don't think it's considered income.
You don't have to pay taxes on a lawsuit?
No.
Well, you would know. You're the king of lawsuits.
Of course.
The Flying Walendas did their thing again on tightrope. Walking
how many Walendas are there?
Times Square last night.
God.
25 stories high between two skyscrapers, 1,300 feet.
Wow.
Brother and sister, they both wore safety harnesses. Oh, that's cheating.
Of course, safety harnesses.
The safety harnesses, that's cheating.
Hey, speaking about flying.
Yeah.
You must go to see Cirque du Soleil Luzia. It's on Market Street in Hartford. Yes. The best Cirque I've ever seen. I've seen 6 or 7 shows.
Yeah.
Oh, these people are doing stuff on the trapeze without a safety net that you just won't believe. You won't believe it.
No, it is crazy.
Yeah.
Now, did you go through the gift shop? Because you have to go through the gift shop.
Oh,
you have to exit through the gift shop.
I love the gift shop.
The gift shop's outrageous. They have
masks,
all the music.
And feathers
masks.
And t-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool stuff. A 33-year-old guy was on trial for burglary, Gary, and you guessed it.
Yeah.
Florida. Now, look, this has got some content here that is not appropriate for all audiences.
Okay. In other words, keep listening.
So the guy who's on trial for burglary, he doo-dooed in his own hands.
Yeah.
And then threw it at the female judge saying, it's protein, it's good for you.
So he dropped a deuce in his own hand.
I don't know, but don't they usually handcuff you when you're coming into court like that?
Wow.
So none of it hit her, fortunately.
Right.
But here's the kicker. The guy got off.
Right. Oh, my God.
He got off.
And
the jury acquitted him.
And the judge said, first Michael Jackson and now me?
The poo incident is what it's
That's
being
crazy.
Called.
That's crazy. And they threw doo-doo at me.
They did. I mean, Twitter wants to find the copywriter of some very quirky and prose-like labels on spice boxes.
Okay.
All right. It's for this company called the Oasis Bakery. Some of the things that the guy is writing about... It's kind of crazy. He's talking about spices that you'll find. Things like, I've been working here at the Oasis Bakery for 8 years now, and you know what I get asked for most? This is on a label, a spice label.
Wow.
Mixed spice, cocktails, me, a bartender, spice beside the spice, next to naked spice, below the hot and sexy spice. Not interested.
No.
Okay.
Should have ended with the doo-doo story.
No. All right, well, then sweep out.
Go ahead.
I have to lose. Craig and Company on 96.5 TIC.